This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guests today, Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guests today are two iconic jazz rock guitarists, Mike Stern and Eric Johnson, who have combined forces to record the album Eclectic, featuring compositions by both players, and taken the project out on tour. Eric Johnson is a Grammy Award winner whose career skyrocketed in the late 1980s with his instrumental hit single Cliffs of Dover from his platinum album Avia Musicom. Eric's subsequent albums and touring have kept him at the forefront of rock music's most respected players ever since. Mike Stern, a multiple Grammy nominee for his solo recordings as well as his work with Miles Davis, Jaco Pastorius, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and many others, has been praised by critics and fellow players alike over several decades for his blend of jazz and rock fusion. I had a chance to catch up with both Eric and Mike in February 2015, following their performance at the Top Hat in Missoula.
How is it I find myself sitting next to Mike Stern and Eric Johnson? Like, how did this collaboration happen from the beginning? Because I don't think I know the full story.
Well, originally, I asked Eric to play on one of my records on Big Neighborhood. I've been a fan of Eric's forever. And that went so well. Like, he came, you know, and I discovered stuff that I wasn't as familiar with about his playing, you know. I always knew he's a very lyrical player and could rock his ass off, all that stuff, which he does. And so right away, when I heard that, I thought, well, we got to try to do this some more, you know, not just these two tunes on this one record. And then we ended up getting some gigs, and those went so well that we did a record, and now we're doing more gigs. So it's really fun for me. It's very inspiring. It's wonderful, really, really cool vibe. And I think it just works together really well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it is a good combination. It's my favorite double guitar thing I've ever done before. We're both vested in trying to make the best music we can and have a platform where we can really experiment and push the envelope on playing and improvisation, but not at the sake of losing that medium of a enjoyable song, you know, or a composition. So right. I think that's always in the mix, you know. So as you're playing, whether I'm backing Mike up or playing a solo or, you know, playing the song or whatever we're doing, the paramount thing is, you know, what kind of music are we making, you know.
Right.
Whereas I think there is a tendency sometimes in popular culture with a guitar to be, it can go that way of gratuitousness, you know, if you're not careful. Any instrument can do that, or any art form, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So it's...
This seems like it has a good balance.
It's a good balance, and I think it's also, it's a case in point. I mean, you can't say, oh, this is the, you know, let's wear blue socks and we're good, you know, we'll wear blue socks every day. You know, everybody wants to get on a thing of, oh, well, don't play solos because they're boring, or, you know, let's just make music with no solos. And then everybody, some other people are like, oh, we'll just solo all the time, there's no song. It's really, there's no hard and fast recipe. I think it's just what the quality and whatever part of a quality of your artistic statement you come to terms with what's the most important part of it, and then you put everything else in as coloring agents, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a place
and that's
for
what I'm noticing with Eric's playing too. It's just, it's like I can listen to him just take long extended because it goes, it tells a story, you know, and he's got and
true,
within
true.
That there's right.
Yeah, both of you. Yeah, but that's very, 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 very true.
And within that there are these really cool lines, which I, you know, I was trying to actually. Sometimes I transcribe stuff, and I was telling Eric this. I was trying to transcribe one of the things he did on the record, and it's really some. It's pretty involved there. and like how he hammers on certain things and then just the rhythms that come out of him. And so it's really cool. It's very inspiring in that regard. And I get a lot of stuff from horn players a lot of times. But I feel like Eric's got that kind of sensibility, that singing kind of sound or horn-like kind of sound, which I go for too. So I think that's why it really, really works together, you know.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. I was watching a video, I can't remember if it was on maybe Eric's Facebook page, where people were, through social media, were sending you questions. And one of the things that struck me was, you know, the connection that you feel with people who come up to you and say, that song meant something to me. Beyond the guitar guys that want to know, hey, what's the pedal, you know, what pedals are you using on that, which is fun, of course, but to have people come up and say, I was going through a hard time, that tune really connected with me. And you talked about that in terms of, I think that this is what you were saying, was that when you have a directive, that it helps the compositional process a little bit. So I don't know if those two things are kind of connected. And
I think that's a really great question. And you know, I think, you know, we all can see, one week we see success, one week we see a lot of money, the next week we're on the back burner, we don't see the success. A record does well, the next record doesn't. It's just up and down. What can you count on? You can't count on that. Right. I mean, you can't book your whole life of, you know, put your whole heart in that. You know, it's a transitory thing. But I think if you know, if you have somebody come up and go, wow, you know, I was going a hard time, it made me feel better, or I, you know, it made, you know, whatever. It just, you may have had some kind of, that, I don't think there's any greater use of what you do, or I don't know if great's the right word. There's no more fulfilling use of being an artist than that.
I've talked to musicians from a broad range of genres, and singer-songwriters and pianists and so forth, that a lot of times it's a journey that musicians will make to try to get back to that place where it's just more magical, where you're not as consumed with the theory and the analysis of everything, and it's
absolutely
just these colors
and I, you know, like Mike, I mean, he's learned a lot of this stuff over the years. He carries around this huge thing, you know, Charlie Parker stuff, John Coltrane stuff, you name it. I mean, he's got all this stuff and he learns it, and I think ultimately, and I hear him do it every night, ultimately you get to the way where you've done just that so much, we don't sit around and think about breathing, you know, we're not I just breathe in, I just breathe, you know, it becomes natural.
Right.
And that you digest all that to where then you have the opportunity to become fluid and in what you do without thinking about it, you know. And I think that's when you're really getting into something.
Then it becomes like this conversation. We all know English fairly well.
Yeah,
I'm still working on it. But you know, and so you're improvising the words. You have an idea, and the words just pop out. And if you need to rephrase it, you could rephrase it, and you can just jump off of each other with ideas. Right. So it's happening that fast. So you try to get whatever you learn musically to that same fluency. Having said that, it's endless. I mean, the more, you know, like Eric's never happy with the way I now we've done a bunch of gigs, and he's like, well, I get, yeah, it was okay tonight, or I suck tonight. And meanwhile, I'm going like, damn, you know, that sounded beautiful. But I totally understand that from, you know, I think a lot of musicians, especially the more into it they get, and if they spend a lot of years doing it, they're their worst assessors, you know.
Sure.
They're just, not only are they maybe their hardest critics of themselves, but they really can't tell what's going on, you know. You really can't tell. It's like going by so fast. So you have to listen to maybe a tape 10 years later, and then you'll say, geez, I was playing better then. Why was I depressed then? Now I'm really depressed. You know, so it's that kind of thing. But I've learned over the years you can't really tell. It's very hard to tell when there's an on night or off night. I've heard some nights where the audience is really responsive, and you think, boy, I was playing good. And you hear a tape, and it's like, it sucks. And then vice versa, where, you know, people are like talking, rapping away and whatever, and they're not really listening. And you hear the playing, and you say, well, I'm pleasantly surprised, you know what I mean? So it's really hard to tell. But the fluency is the important thing, I think. Like we're having this conversation, and then you can converse with one another.
Thank you.
we talked a little bit earlier about the great vibe on the bus. So here's a question. What goes on the bus when you guys aren't talking about music, when you're not doing music? What's just some of the, just like the average day on the bus at the Johnson Stern tour?
Man, it's, I don't know. It's pretty out of control, really. I mean, it gets so bad. I'll go to the back of the bus and have like a Perrier with a lime in it. It's edgy, you know? It's super edgy.
It's just fun. It's
no
fun.
No rock star stories for
No. Not really. None of that. Those are back in the day for me anyway. I think Eric was always better off than me. I was really a maniac back in those days. But and then I have rock star stories, but even though I was a jazz musician and with Miles, but and with Jocko also.
Oh, I'm
I had
sure.
some stories, but I can't remember any of them. So you know they were really bad.
Oh man. Well, I mean beyond the rock star stories and stuff. I mean, you guys have been doing this for three, 4 decades. As you embark on a tour together, I mean, how do you, you know, keep things focused, keep yourself focused, yourself grounded, you know, with that kind of experience that you had over so many years, you know, what's the prescription for making a good tour in all regards?
I like what you said. I don't know where you got it, but you said, well, we get paid for traveling, but we actually play for free.
Right. Don't tell anybody. Well, too late.
But I mean, you know, because it is work traveling and taking care of yourself, getting sleep, eating okay.
That's the hardest
part. Together. It is. I mean, you get to play for free, really. I mean, you get paid.
And we love to play. We're always, Eric's always practicing. He's got his little amp in his room, and I'm practicing also all the time. We're always playing. So the playing is the easy part, you know. The traveling does take, so that is just a thing you get chops for. And you try to sleep when you can, and, you know, and make phone calls home and just try to stay connected with everything. But that can kind of keep you busy, just trying to stay centered in a certain way. So
yeah,
and I think the music just kind of keeps you centered. And then you know, if everybody gets along, which is very much the case in this band, and I like to try to keep that happening with my bands too, is try to keep it, you know, with the cats you bring with you. Just make sure, you know, it's so much easier if you're friends.
Yeah.
You know, if you got friends, then the whole thing just, you, people feel that also.
I think that's very true.
On a gig, yeah.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm talking today with Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. Their new recording is called Eclectic, and that's available pretty much anywhere you can find music these days. Very easy to find. EricJohnson.com and MikeStern.com. I mean, that's where we want to refer folks online.
Well, mine is .org because there was another Mike Stern that had a .com. So I don't know how that stuff works, but they made it a .org. I'm the worst with computers and stuff. I'm like a complete Neanderthal with that stuff. My wife finally made me get a cell phone, a cellular device, which I use very occasionally. I'm getting better at it.
Well, at least you know enough, Mike, to know that it's .org. So MikeStern.org, yes. EricJohnson.com. That's where folks can go find out more about you individually and also on Facebook. And I noticed that, you know, right now all your stuff is kind of intertwined, so there's plenty of information about what's going on with your collaboration as well as with your careers otherwise. Thank you so much for making time to be on Musician Spotlight. It was a great honor to get a chance to chat with you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guests today have been Mike Stern and Eric Johnson. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also do so through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a podcast through those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.